Well, things like what? And you can speak generally, because I know there are things that you are incapable, you know, you're not supposed to talk about.
Right. Well, I mean, are we talking about in the realm of man or beyond the realm of man?
Well, whichever you see. I mean, that opens another
field
of questions.
I see both.
Well, speak to that.
I mean, as far as the realm of man, like I said, I pretty much said, you know, I intuited that from my previous experiences that they were making the queries they were making because of the nature of the inquiries. It was rather specific. You know, at times they would look for, there was a lot of drug involvement.
Oh.
A lot of people had confessed to buying and selling drugs and using drugs, and we had detailed records on people of every drug they'd ever taken.
So, well, let me ask you this then.
Sure.
Would they be asking the query, oh, please find all the people who, within audits, have used drugs or sell drugs?
Yeah.
So, well, do you think they did this only to get leverage, or whether it's drugs or anything else, whether they were looking for people who had done these things in the past and might do it again, but perhaps for the advantage of the church? I mean, would that be an unreasonable...
No, that would not be an unreasonable assumption at all. I'd say that would be probably a very real supposition.
Do you think they were looking for people that they could sell services to, such as purification rundown, to eliminate the influences, the quote-unquote, eliminate the influences of those drugs on their present life from their past?
Only if they thought it would give them something.
Only if they would, well, of course purification rundown costs money.
Right, right. I mean, any angle they could play, they would play.
Well, within the environment you were working in,
right.
Now you were doing this was your job.
Right.
You went in there, you did your job, you drew a paycheck.
Right.
Well, the other people you interacted with, were they all there just to do a job like you, or did
no,
were they,
no,
were
there were
like
a lot of
believers?
People. Yeah, there were a lot of people there, you know, who were young, impressionable, they had been mind wiped, you know, and they were like, my definition of clear was somebody who never thought for themselves.
Sort of a blank slate for
a tabula rasa, right.
Yeah, to write on.
Right. That was clear to me. Very much so.
And that's the majority of people you worked with, I
yes,
imagine?
Yes, yes. But at that level, yeah.
Did you work with anybody else more like yourself that, you know,
no.
You brought in? Did you ever find that, like, weird working there? I mean, in that kind of situation, maybe with...
The only person who was weird was John.
Well, how so? How was he weird? Just his lord and commanding type of thing?
Right. The way that, I mean...
Just because he had such a sway on
yes,
people?
Yes, he was a consummate manipulator.
Well, how would he manipulate people? Was it just like his words, or...?
It was his words, it was his manner. I mean, these people worshipped him like he was a god.
So, I mean, now, did the people have a fear of him or a respect of him? Is that
I think it was both.
Was it a combination of both?
I think it was a combination of both. But it came across as respect, but other things told me that they knew that bad things would definitely happen to them if they broke step.
Right.
I mean, there was that kind of underlying feeling like you don't want to cross these people or they'll fuck you up. They will get into your job. They will get into your life. They are more pervasive than Pyronin B, if you've ever worked in the sciences. They will turn up everywhere.
So what was pretty much the point where you realized that, hey, this is something that's a little bit too much for me, maybe I should
think
about...
It was about 3 months down the road when it ceased being fun and a job. When I was like, ha-ha, You little dumb shits, you know, you don't know, you don't even know what's happening. You know, and actually, you know, I came to identify with them in the sense that, you know, that I felt sorry for them because, you know, they didn't even know what was going on. They didn't even know. They were, a lot of them were basically decent people. They just didn't know what had happened to them. And they were just, clones. They were just like objects of the puppeteer, who was John. And I felt so sorry for them because, you know, they weren't the kind of people that, you know, they weren't the kind of people that had dealt with in the past. They weren't killers. skilled manipulators. They didn't want to hurt anybody. You know, and whether you do it in the name of queen and country or whether, you know, you do it just to make money. You know, they were basically decent people and they were young. And I think the church exploited them for their vulnerabilities because they're very obvious, you know, at their age. And most of them were like mid to late 20s. Some people were a little bit older than that, but most of them tended to be like no more than early 30s.
How old would have John been at that time?
John would have probably been about maybe he was young. John would have probably been about, oh, maybe I would say mid to late, probably late 20s, maybe mid to late 20s.
Okay. So he's right within the range of what the other people were.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably so.
How were these people with Hubbard? Because you say they treated him like a god, and this was in the 70s.
Right.
Hubbard hadn't been killed by Miscavige yet. Oh, I'm sorry, that's just an allegation.
Hey!
But but Hubbard hadn't exteriorized yet.
Right, he hadn't exteriorized.
Yeah.
Well,
but
moved on to that higher research.
Yes.
He didn't go to the great free winds in the sky.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was still alive.
And, yes, he was,
and,
very
and
much so.
And hooray his picture now. And how, I mean, I imagine in the org there were pictures of him everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
People venerating, but, I mean, was it more like a, almost like, because John was more immediate, and there, he was, they gave more of sort of their veneration to him?
Yes, yes.
And sort of Hubbard was this more remote figure?
Well, he wasn't more remote, but they believe that John was almost like him, was like L. Ron Hubbard younger.
Like an avatar.
Like an avatar.
Like an avatar.
Yes, like an avatar. Yes, very good.
Oh, all right. Did Hubbard ever come down to the org?
No, I never met Ron myself in my tenure there. Okay. But I did receive several communications from him. Praising me for my good work that he had heard from my superiors.
How did that make you feel? Because you weren't a believer.
No, I wasn't.
So it was more just like, okay, my boss is boss's boss, who doesn't know me from Adam, says I'm doing a good job, all right. Or was it like, okay, cool. And
since I didn't expect to be there for a long time, mm-hmm. I thought, okay. I mean, I remember my boss, after I had been there for like a week and I had totally reorganized the org library and record section, and he inspected my work, and he was very pleased because I remember him standing in the doorway and saying, "This is excellent. You can work for me anytime."